The single biggest point of contention with regard to the bill has to do with yield and interest on stablecoins. Stablecoins, of course, are backed on a one-to-one basis by U.S. dollars. They are used for payments, for money transfers, for settlement. But the Genius Act, which was passed last June, said that there could not be any yield or interest on stablecoins, but there was a bit of a loophole where third parties, such as a Coinbase, could offer yield on those stablecoins. Now the banking lobby, which is seeing this as a threat to commercial deposits, is going after that provision, wants to make sure that even third parties are not able to offer those sorts of yields. And so that's where we are right now, trying to find a compromise between the banks on the one side and the crypto entities that would benefit from being able to offer yield on stablecoins on the other.
And Mark, just to make sure I understand this, so stablecoins are backed one-to-one with the dollar, and yes, they're backed because companies like a Circle own U.S. Treasuries, which are yield-producing instruments. So is the idea that they would pay out some portion of that yield to stablecoin holders?
Yes, that's the way that things work, in essence, with a company like Coinbase. If you own USDC stablecoins through Coinbase, you can earn a yield of 3.5%, which, of course, is much more favorable than the tiny amounts of interest that can be earned in commercial deposits in banks. As such, the banking lobby has said that $6 trillion of U.S. commercial deposits would be at risk, simply because consumers, seeing that they could earn 3.5% and more on stablecoins, would go in that direction. That would suck deposits out of the banking system and ultimately curtail commercial lending and the other means through which banks help to support the economy.